Hello, my name's Ian Forth, and welcome to Sombrero Fallout, where we listen to alternative music through the prism of intriguing themes. Hello, I'm in the garden. It's a lovely day in March 2024, early autumn I would describe it as, accurately in fact. And there's the sound of Toby eating a little between meals snack. What was the old chocolate bar that you could eat between meals without filling you up? Was it Maltesers? I think you'd be pushing it a bit to get that on air these days. We're not here to talk about Maltesers, well, not exclusively anyway. We are here to talk about this episode's theme, which is being tired, then sleep, and then the dreams that may follow. And you'll be hearing from, let's have a look, where are we hearing from? Shana Cleveland, Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions, Sad Cult, Fugazi, again. From them recently, The Chills, The Magnetic Fields, Bibadoobi, Zebado, Bibadoobi, Zebado, Madarose, Luke DeCizio, it's a rather childish way of speaking, but these are their names, Massive Attack, Spirit of Beehive, all in capitals, don't know why, Moorish Idols, Moorish spelt M-O-R-E-I-S-H, it's a little pun, Hello Darling, Always. And to kick us off, well, let me get back into GarageBand this. Slightly get the impression with that track that the drummer hadn't realised everybody else had stopped. And then, yeah, oh, just going to make the best of it. Do a little roll, hit the simple. Yeah, that's what I always had in mind. Dream Sickle by Wombo. Don't know whether that's how you pronounce it. W-O-M-B-O. Maybe Wombo. And let's have a look. Where did that? That was very recent. 2021. It's 3 years ago now. We're well into the third decade of the 21st century. I very much doubt I'll see the end of the 21st century. Might get to Midway, I suppose. But my sort of feeling on this matter is, I dare say, when we actually comes to it, you always want to live just that little bit longer. Every time I go, I went on a big trip to Europe last year. I said to my children before I went, if I get kidnapped and held for ransom, don't necessarily spend a fortune on me. A modest amount, yes, but I've had my run. I'm only a speck in the great drifting whir of the universe. Don't bankrupt the family on my behalf. I quite like a bit of general sadness when you all get together afterwards, but that's as far as it goes. I think people get a bit too wedded to their importance in this world. I don't know. Will I be feeling that when the time comes? Who knows? Slightly morbid reflection there. Okay, so that was just, yeah. Now, next, we are going to be hearing from a band who we've played a few times and I went to see in concert at the end of last year. And they were highly satisfactory. I would describe them as live without being truly revelatory. But they sound great here.
Road here on the bus, now you're one of us. It was magic hour. Counting motorbikes on the turnpike, one of Eisenhower's. Live your life on a merry-go-round. Who starts a fire just to let it go out? If I saw you on the street,
from 2017, that's Always, and from their Anti-Socialites album, it was Dreams Tonight. They went to another gig last Friday at Northcote Social Club, which has been officially designated by Time Out as the coolest street, Northcote High Street, in the world, which seems to be a bit of a stretch. They interviewed a few people after it, and they said, I've never been to New York, but I can't imagine that there are no streets that are cooler than that in in New York. But nonetheless, it's a great street. It's got a couple of supermarkets on it and things that you would think might not make it the coolest street in the world. But it's got Northcote Social Club. That's a great little venue. And I went with my friend Seeds and Chaney, who's a great gig goer as well. Melbourne being Melbourne, she knew the second support act and had a nice chat with her afterwards. And they were a nice eccentric band, whose name I've temporarily forgotten. But the main band was Love of Diagrams, that have got back together after 7 years. And they were terrific. They were terrific. They probably want to iron out one little detail, which is the guitarist retuned his guitar between every single track, which was elongated the set by about twice as long. Also, they haven't spent the last 7 years honing their inter-song banter. That's a quibble. The music itself was great and actually made far more sense, as it were, live, as sometimes happens with those sorts of bands. Absolutely terrific set of musicians. The drummer, wonderful. The bass playing was very good, and the guitar work was terrific as well. Again, if I were to quibble, probably the only thing holding them back from the stratosphere was if they could get a highly distinctive vocalist in as well, then I really think they'd be cooking on gas, as we used to say. Next dreamy track, please.
Thank you.
That's Australian representation. Elizabeth Morris, the lead singer of Allo Darling, was born in Australia. So there we are. Don't say I never represent Australia on this programme. And from the eponymous album, it's also called Allo Darling, that is called Dreaming. There's a lot of famous songs I'm not going to play called Dreaming, by the way. I'm not going to play Dreaming by Blondie. I'm not going to play that Dream song, whatever it's called, by Fleetwood Mac. Although I did once play Fleetwood Mac on the programme before. I think we played Allo Darling once. I think that Andrew McClelland, from memory, I think when he came on the show, he chose an Allo Darling track. Many thanks to him for that. Not sure we've played another since then. Shout out to Andrew if he's listening. I think he may well be. And we are going to our first debut on the programme next. And here they are.
Summer's night.
At first you heard Nocturnal Creatures by Moorish Idols from last year. That was very good. A little bit of a stretch maybe for sleeping and dreaming and being tired and things, but I thought Nocturnal Creatures kind of counted. I think there may be a reference to sleep somewhere in there. It's surprising actually, you dig deep into an awful lot of song and there's some reference to sleeping or dreaming or being tired, but you know, I've tried to make it more the focus of the songs rather than, you know, getting under getting in through a technical loophole just to have tonal consistency. And before that, you heard Spirit of the Beehive, who are keen to speak all in capitals when it comes to the name of their band. And from 2018's Hypnic Jerks, that was Fell Asleep with a Vision. Thought those two tracks segue together very neatly. talking of dreams and sleep and being tired and things, we had book club last night and we read Treacle Walker by Alan Garner, written by an 89-year-old, and it's fair to say that not everybody was totally enamoured of this book. I was, I would say, not by far, but by some distance, the keenest on it. It's about, what is it about? That was, I think, the thing we had most trouble with. It's about folklores and myths and dreaming and the end of life and the start of life and 1940s, but also now, trains, mythical creatures. Was it a children's book even? If so, it would have been very hard to read as a child, but it wasn't an adult book either. It seemed to exist in where academics like to call a liminal space, and there were plenty of liminal spaces, doorsteps and the surfaces of water, all of those sort of kit and caboodle in the book. I'm not sure I give it a strong recommend. You'd have to very much be in the mood for it, but if you were in the mood for it, it would be perfect, if I can put it that way. Next song, please.
Like Coco, smooth to keep you moving at the back now. Free is the needle, is moving through the track now.
Dance to the drummer's beats, we need new sticks. Bounce around the vibes like acoustics. No drugs or pharmaceuticals, for the body ain't suitable. Stick with liquid, me a trick with. Draw on paper which I use my tongue to lick with.
Trouble in strife, ain't no sunshine in my life. Wise guys get protection when they carry a knife. They shouldn't have been born, they're making me yawn. But I just take it easy, it's a Sunday morn.
So you come on, love a fire, and together we'll grow. Forever watch my AK rig go.
Because my AK rig goes boom boom. My AK rig goes boom.
Yeah, ramming the jamina, we got the stamina. In case you never know us, if we don't give a damn. And it's out the handle, keep your distance. Resist and the pussy gets the pleasure of distance. The cool breeze that you welcome and the heat. You don't see it, but you feel it when it's blowing on the street.
If I was a rich man, then I quietly observe, standing in my space. As the devious days, they call the rat race. It's a concrete jungle, what? Evil in the town, what? Weebles wobble, occasional squabble. But what happened when the bomb drops down?
Don't make a sound.
Yes.
Cause the dance floor's a desert and the dancers are parched. I do a rain dance and your brain's still marsh. Not heavy, my brother, get lighter than helium. Float above the world to break the tedium. Living in my headphones, sound is what I say to him. The surreal boom of the Budokan Stadium.
I love the one that I miss. I'm very down to earth, my brain sits on top floor. Don't need another love, I just need, I'm insecure.
The weather is a-changing, the storm's been shaking. The love that you take is equal to the love you're making. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun.
It's alright.
Yes, tricky kid, I check my situation. Maggie this, Maggie that, Maggie means inflation. Hip hop, you don't stop, cause I'm not sloppy. I like the beat, so we need another copy.
We're natives of the massive territory, I'm a proud kid. Peaceful in the desert, that the glory in the crowd. The problem ain't a different kind of skin tricks. I love my neighbor, I don't wait for the Olympics. So you're a hooligan, you're trying to play the fool again.
Caught you in the lost and found.
When your posse weren't around,
no crowd,
so you're going for your tool again.
Not quite as bad as the first track we played, but that someone forgot to turn the drum machine off for the last 3 or 4 seconds at the end. Doesn't matter. Maybe it was deliberate. Daydreaming, a timeless classic from Massive Attack from 1991's album Blue Lines. And although this may not be of particular interest to 99% of you, my team Coventry City are into the semi-finals of the FA Cup. I cannot tell you how exciting that is for me personally. They beat Premier League opposition. Let me very briefly fill you in on what happened there. So we're all over them. When I say we, that is what football fans, sports fans tend to say, isn't it? We. So Coventry were all over them. Scored finally with a disputed goal on the hour mark. Football matches last about an hour and a half. In the 82nd minute, 8 minutes to go, Wolves equalise. In the 88th minute, Wolves go into the lead. Oh no, they've broken Coventry's hearts, as the commentator said. Wolves are on the way to Wembley. FA Cup semi-finals are played at Wembley. But the VAR, which is the video referral system, took so long to sort out whether Coventry's goal was a goal. And Wolves have been delaying and falling on the ball and doing all of those things that there are 10 added minutes of added on time at the end of the normal 90. In the 7th of those minutes, 3 minutes to go, Coventry equalise. In the 9th of the 10 minutes, a superbly chiselled goal, drilled and curled into the corner of the net. And in, Coventry are through to the semi-finals of the FA Cup. Fans are delirious. It's the biggest match since they won the whole thing in 1987. The whole town is talking about it. I'm not there at the moment. Melbourne's not talking about it, but this is very exciting. And bear in mind that it's a classic rags to riches story. Coventry have seen some very dark times, within minutes of going bankrupt, playing at other people's grounds, descending into the basement tier of the Football League. So the last 7 or 8 years have been what we like to call an amazing journey. So thank you for indulging me there. And, you know, for all sports fans out there, stick with it. If you're having bad times, the good times eventually come round again. They do. I was watching it with my son Jamie, and I hope I didn't wake up the whole of his block when the winning goal went in. He had COVID and I was sitting at the opposite end of the settee from him, but we may have had a high five at one stage. Okay, let's have some more music.
I'm a dream fighting out of a man. Man, I'm a stream rolling onto a bend. I'm whatever is around the corner. I'm wherever my history says. I'm only ever asking what happens when I dot, dot, dot. That's what happens when I am a vision in my eye. My eye decides, and at the center of it all, the universe alive, the cosmic force that runs in my veins. I'm a human second and a life by claim. My mischief is in hanging on. I was born once into a raging storm. It's not my fault I've been dressed in my time. Each weight that welts the wild of my mind. I'm happening now. If not for me, it's to see what he makes of himself. I'm walking on a mirror, I'm biting my hand. I've swum in your spit and poured at your plans. I'm listing still in flow, divided. My captain will that this is what time is. Space in between the silent divides, like how the world fades in as the piano dies. I've resurrected a million times. I'm born every minute and die every night. I'm here to find the melody, impose a lesser self, redress the false assertion that there's anybody else. My action is the mauling of a temporal confine. The seas itself repeated infinitely in every direction. I'm walking on a mirror, I'm biting my hand. I've swum in your spit, clawed at your land. I'm listing still in flows, divided. My captain will that this is what time is.
Oh, from Luke de Cicio, S-C-I-S-C-I-O, and his 2019 album, Goodbye Folk Baby. That was I'm a Dream Fighting Out of a Man. He might possibly have listened to one or two Leonard Cohen songs over the years, but none the worse for that. I thought it was excellent. And again, making his debut, as quite a few bands are tonight. I have been yabbering on so much that we probably need to press on a bit. Let's get on with the music again.
Stop for a moment.
from 1994's Panic On album, that's Sleep Forever by Madder Rose. And it's rather a shame about Madder Rose, they seem to get swept away by the excitement of Britpop, which was happening just around about that time, just beginning to develop. But there were some great lo-fi indie bands. Oh, that's not that lo-fi, I suppose, from, you know, bands like Lemonheads and the Juliana Hatfield in particular, her albums from that period, which history has slightly washed over, and no one really listens to Madder Rose, but we are on this station, so that was good. And thank you to everyone who's been contributing on Friends of Sombrero Fallout, our Facebook group, and do join if you're not a member. We've had quite a lot of comments and so forth. Richard Bourne and Luke Finley have been talking about some very sophisticated continental music there. That's interesting. Craig Cambers talking about the time capsule of some Australian sounds from 1985 to 1994. I think that's the first time I've heard from Craig, so great to hear from him. Some comments on the previous episode. Connor Tonra and Steve Amphlett and Jan Peter Prenger, Stephen Pilling, David Hughes, Ian, Warwick Allen, and Mark O'Neill. So thank you all for that commentary. Very welcome. And a similar list of characters, plus Pinko Fowler, I think, was commentating on the enduring legacy of the Kinks episode, which seems to have drawn quite a lot of learned debate, plus David Pisker and Ian Key. And so that seemed to go down pretty well. My music club got engaged. My cricket commentary people seem to get very engaged with that. A couple of the characters who remember seeing the Kinks first time around, some of the more senior members of the forum. So shout out to Alan Engel and Jeremy Messy Henderson, who liked that episode. Oh, God, I've got the Gmail notification. Shush. Right. Enough yakking. More music, please.
I love you.
2018, that's Biba Doobie from her album Patched Up, and that was Tired. So we're not really doing it sequentially, we're not doing Tired then Sleeping and Dreaming, I'm just darting around. Before that, from 1994, again, rather like the Madder Rose track, similar kind of ilk in some ways, Sebado from their album Bake Sale and Dreams. And although they're from different genres, there's I sort of felt a spiritual connection, without wishing to get too pretentious or profound about it, between those two tracks. Talking of which, because I've been yabbering on, we're going to maybe sort of pair up some tracks here. But before I go on, important announcement, I am going to launch a new podcast, and I think I'm almost there with the prep for it. It's going to be called Vinyl Maelstrom. Vinyl Maelstrom. The basic idea is I won't play any music on that, because I'm a little tired of constantly looking over my shoulder and worried whether this podcast will ever get taken down, because technically it's illegal and flying under the radar. So on this one, it will be just me talking, sometimes interviews as well. And the idea is I'll take a musical theme, such as why are there more female bands now? Or why do people only write about love songs? Or what's the enduring legacy of the Kinks? Or is there such a thing as post-Brexit wave? Things like that. Not necessarily entirely alternative, but probably slightly more with a focus at that end of the spectrum. And perhaps not so much, well, in some ways for people like yourselves, but for people also who know slightly less about music, to furnish them with some instant expertise on their commute or when they're making a cheese omelette. So it's sort of snackable content, 15-minute episodes, and I'm sort of aiming for about once a week on those. And there might be some bonus episodes and things as well as time goes on. I'm just sort of feeling my way gradually into it. But I do hope you'll support it when the time comes. Don't worry, I'll give you ample opportunity to get on board the Vinyl Maelstrom bandwagon. So that's what's been going on. And let me do a two or three pairings to finish off the show now.
Thank you. singing in my sleep, a word from the wise for the mindless, hoping to keep all the silences out of my life. Singing in my sleep, a stinging reproach against violence, hoping to cope with the pressures of musical life. Changing my values, a leader of people who guide us.
That's the distinctive sound of New Zealand, The Chills from 1990, and Singing in My Sleep. And before that, from 1995? Yes. Get Lost, an album by the Magnetic Fields. And that was the signature song from it, The Dreaming Moon. Great stuff. There's actually a couple of other Sleep and Dreaming is a very nice song, and Busby Berkeley's Dreams from the 69 Love Songs from the Magnetic Fields as well. I think what we might do, just to bring the show to a close, is might do something I don't often do, a little triplet, because these three tracks seem to flow together very nicely, in my opinion. You may disagree, but it's not your podcast, except in a very real sense it is. Oh, one thing, just before we get into those last three tracks, I wanted to stress, I'm not going to stop Sombrero Fallout. I'll keep on going until told otherwise. Rest assured on that front. Had one or two sort of anxious noises coming from certain people. No, the show will go on. Yes, and the show will come to a close now.
I barely see my breath surrounded. Jealousy and death, I can't be reached. Only heaven call, dragged underneath, separate from you all. You all. This time, lost my own return.
tide's ticking round.
I've always been here, stuck inside the wall. I watch you breathe. You never noticed me at all. And when I come for you, I'll freeze your blood. You can't call in, you can't run.
Thank you.
That was Sleep by Hope Sandoval and The Warm Inventions. Hope Sandoval, formerly of Mazzy Star, from 2017. That was the final track. Before that, a couple of... I was an artist making... Well, she was making a debut, I suppose, Hope Sandoval, in the format of The Warm Inventions. And before that, Night of the Worm Moon by Shana Cleveland. That was from 2019. And the first of that triplet... from the album Instruments soundtrack, I'm So Tired by Ian Mackay's Fugazi. Now, we played Fugazi a couple of episodes ago, and I haven't played them before. This sometimes happens. You know when you're reading a book and an author will find a word that they like, and then a couple of pages later, oh, lo and behold, there it is again. So playing Fugazi. I mean, not managed to not play them for 150 episodes. Played them twice in short succession, such as the way these things. I forgot to mention we did... Cinema Club recently, we did an aggressively art house Colombian film called Embrace of the Serpent, which I quite enjoyed. Not quite as much on this occasion that the other members of the club. I gave it 3.5 out of 4. And had a very nice note as well. I had some very nice notes recently. One from Rod, a guy called Rod Connors, who I used to know back in England many years ago, but has reconnected via the podcast. Isn't that nice? And he called it a great gift, which he's been enjoying. He got into the Kinks episodes, and he's sharing it around his musical community. So thanks, Rod. Maybe he's listening to this and says it's a great listen, and congrats on having found an outlet for your musical voice. So that's nice. Better get back to work on her... prep for my new podcast, as I mentioned a short while ago. Better get some shopping in as well. That's me on cooking tonight. What's it going to be? Don't know. Need to think about that. Might get a bike ride in, might not have time. So much happening. Okay, cheers for now. Enjoy your fortnight, and I'll speak to you again at the other end of it. Bye for now.